Hey, says you're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagle here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live. Sorry, I had to wait a second there. Watch the end of Yelly's at bat. I thought maybe I'd come on and there would be something to be excited about, but grounded at first, and so much for that. Good to see everybody. I hope everyone's having a fantastic weekend. Let me tell you, right now, it is fucking hot in New York City. It has been like 90 degrees every day for a week. I hate it. I'm ready for fall. That's my weather update. With Nags on the one. No, I don't know. Yeah, 501. There you go. Hello, everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Hey, hey, Norman, how are you? Big B is not well. Big B, calm down, buddy. Well, the Brewers will pull through. Maybe not today, but, you know, in this 57 games remaining. And there's a decent chance we'll still be doing trivia this week. So just relax, okay? Just relax. We're sweeping Pittsburgh. Heard it here first. Norman? Normally, I'd chastise you for Brewers talk on this channel, but hell, I think I'm going to start watching Brewers games, doing like live watch parties. Why not, right? Banky isn't doing anything. He's all busy with Live X, so I can pretty much do whatever I want. So let me know. Do you guys want to watch like Brewers games together? I think that'd be kind of fun, at least for a little while anyway. Za'Darius Smith, 15 sacks. Glamorous Hammer Morris. I am all in on that prediction. Let's do it. Finally made it for a live chat. What's up, Oz Osborne? How you doing, buddy? Frank, hello, hello. David, do it. I will, man. Anyone else see Preston Smith post on IG that he was at a club the other day? That and Farrakhan stuff is super disappointing, and nobody seems to be talking about it. Okay, here we go. We're talking about it. The Farrakhan stuff is fucking ridiculous, and I hate it, and it is super offensive. However, a lot of the times, I understand why guys glom onto it, especially given their backgrounds and possibly their upbringing and their education or lack thereof on certain topics. I think this will be an ongoing conversation when it comes to how offensive some of the Farrakhan teachings are. I don't think a lot of the guys in the NFL are aware. And Lord knows after the DeSean Jackson stuff, they are getting an education slowly but surely. But your contention that he was in a club and no one's talking about it. So he was in a club. Okay. He's going to be tested for COVID-19 in 2 days. So we'll find out. And then you can tisk tisk all you want. You know, I get that social media gives us a window into their lives, but it is the off season. He is allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants. And then once the piper comes, you know, the bill has to be paid, then we can talk about it. But dudes living their life, yeah, no, we don't talk about it because they're living their life. They're allowed. It's literally the off season. This nanny state bullshit drives me nuts. Sorry, get all riled up right here at the top, but good Lord. Washington football team. Yeah, Washington football team. Oh, Matt, buddy. I'm pulling for your 15-year-old. Sick and tested yesterday? I'm sorry to hear that, man. But look, there are a ton of illnesses around COVID-19 and that, you know, have manifested themselves that make people think they have it, etc. Lord knows I was out for the count. I took my first sick day in like a decade back in February. Corey's convinced that I had it. I'm going to get tested when I go to Green Bay because I have to be to get to the practice field. So we'll find out if I got antibodies or if I got it or if nothing. We'll see. But yeah, pulling for you, buddy. Pulling for your kid. Kevin, I'm not going to read that, Kevin, but that was funny. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I'm on break at work. Can't hear what you're saying. The phrase, four more years, never felt less appealing. BJ Raj for president. Here's money. Thanks, Nathan, thank you very much for the money. Go back to work. T's and P's for Matt. Hope all is well. Thank you, Frank. Next, relax, convey that to Big B, but do it kindly. He needs kindness right now. Oh, Big B knows I love him. Big B knows I got nothing but love for him. And Big B knows he posted some joke thing on his Insta the other day about me being around when Don Hudson was playing. You know, I see what you're putting down there, Big B. So I'm allowed to come after you a little bit for that ageist nonsense. No, I'm kidding. I'm old. I know. Jake, thanks for the super chat. How hard will final cuts be without preseason tape? I actually think they'll be easier because there's no preseason to go by. I think a lot of the cutting, so to speak, is going to get kind of, it's going to be pretty perfunctory. I mean, there's going to be a sense of, you know, especially with so much continuity on the roster, there may be a tough decision or two here or there, but for the most part, I think they're going to have to cut down to 80 guys probably by Tuesday. So that's 10 already. And, you know, after that, they'll have their kind of 3-week period ramp up and then a couple weeks of pads and then make those cuts. And I think a lot of that stuff is probably already not decided, but, you know, they probably have a pretty good idea on most of it. So, I mean, I think, yeah, there will be one or two positions where maybe it's a toss up and you wish you had some real quote unquote game tape to go by. But, you know, we hear every year, especially from the players, but also from the coaches, how much more important and instructive and, you know, revealing practices rather than preseason games. And every snap, every rep is taped, logged, talked about, broken down, graded, etc., from every single practice. So there isn't as much information, but there's still enough information that they can make informed decisions, right? So I think there will maybe one or two tough toss-ups, but for the most part, I don't think it should matter that much. Have a brew on me, Nags. Thanks for everything you do. Go Pack Go. Lifted Prosperity. Thanks, buddy. I'm lifting this to you. Thanks so much. Ooh, Joe, that's an interesting question. Is Tyler Lancaster a candidate to get cut? I doubt it. I mean, maybe if Montrevious Adams hadn't gotten in trouble this offseason and came to camp rip-roaring and ready to prove something and maybe played his way into the rotation a little bit more, maybe. But Tyler, while not a superstar, no one's ever going to, you know, confuse him for a frontline NFL player. He is valuable depth. He is dirt cheap. And he knows the system really well. And I don't think, unless there is some kind of real big step forward from a guy maybe we're not expecting, but I can't imagine who that might be. We've talked about Kingsley Keke, you know, a whole lot here. You know, I think he's valuable depth that's dirt cheap. And those are guys you probably want to keep around. Now that said, watch him get cut tomorrow. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Hindsight being 2020, are you glad the Mac trade fell through, knowing that the draft picks used for the trade would mean no Alexander, Gary, or Savage? I mean, I'll go one better on that. I'm glad it didn't go through because that meant they went out and got the Smiths. And I'd much prefer not only the production that the Smiths gave us last year, but the vibe, the whole turnaround of the defense, the attitude, what they brought to the locker room, their coupled interviews. I mean, Za'Darius was a hell of a lot more effective in the passer last year than the Mac was, and they didn't have to give up 2 first-round picks to get him. So, yeah, they had to delay a little bit, but I much prefer the path they've gone on by not getting Mac. Now, don't get it twisted. If they had landed Mac, I would have led a parade. I am not denying that. I would have been super pumped. I would have fucking loved it. But, you know, sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways. I'm all for it. I need more. I hear you, brother. What else we got here? 8-1 Chicago. I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. Who's bringing that negativity into this chat here? I just scored a Packers 50-quart cooler with wheels for $20. Add it to my collection. There you go, Krista. Krista's a diehard. Won the last 2 trivia games, going out getting big-ass coolers. There you go. Alan Lazard is not getting enough hype, and I love it. Norman, are you on Twitter? Because he's getting a ton of hype on Twitter, but maybe. I mean, nationally, probably not. I think most people dismiss the Packers wide receiving core right after Davante Adams. And, hey, I'm all for it because, like you say, I think Lazard is going to come on and ball out this year and surprise a lot of people nationally. What are your thoughts on the Jamal Adams trade? I think he's a great player, but I would never get up that much for his safety. John, I'm with you. I think Douglas did a really good job getting a disgruntled guy out of his locker room. And I know a lot of people talk about I saw some people throwing around. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. Can we – Leroy Butler isn't in the Hall of Fame. We're going to put Jamal Adams in there? Come on. He's a great player. Do not get me wrong. Probably the best one that the Jets had, but that's why they made this move is you saw the haul they got. And the reporting says that they started talking about this a few weeks ago. I think this is a very John Schneider move. This is what he does, wheeling and dealing. And, you know, I think both teams, given where they are, you know, obviously the Seahawks are chasing a ring. The Jets are chasing a rebuild. Does that make sense for both of them? The one kind of place I find a little suspect is the fact that, I mean, the Seahawks couldn't rush the passer last year with Jadeveon Clowney on the team. And now they don't have anybody to rush the passer. And I know coverage versus pressure, et cetera, that's an age-old kind of discussion slash argument. And Adams can rush the passer. He's a really good pass rusher. Probably the best pass rusher the Seahawks have at this point. But, man, that is a boatload to give up for a guy who maybe means one or two more wins a year. He's not a quarterback. And that is an awful lot of premium draft capital. And I know everyone talks about, oh, the Seahawks are so good, they'll probably be picking in the late 20s. And I agree. But you and I both know it only takes one injury to said quarterback, Russell Wilson, for all of a sudden for that to be a top 10 pick. And to give away two top 10 picks, or at least one top 10 pick, and who knows after that, plus you know, all the other capital and a pretty damn good safety in McDougal. I don't know, man. That's too rich for my blood. But that's why John gets paid the big bucks. And more often than not, he's made maybe not all the right moves, but a lot of right moves. So he knows his culture. He knows his team. He knows what it needs. And he seems to think Adams is a big missing piece. So it'll be fun to watch. Big B, you need to slow down, but there are 57 games left. You can't be overreacting to one game of baseball. Sociable, Matt, thanks for the super chat. You can make one trade before the season. Which player do you trade? Trade off the Packers or trade for? I'm assuming you mean trade for. So I will say probably, I don't know, man. Someone big up front can wreck things. J.J. Watt. There you go. How's that? Although he's more of an edge rusher now, so maybe not. I don't know. Calais Campbell. He's gotten for a song earlier this offseason. Woof, woof, Grassi. Oh, Tom Grassi's here. What's up? Grassi Posse Nation. What's up, man? Grassi needs to join a Cheesehead TV happy hour. I love this idea. I have to be a part of it. Let's do it. Grassi, I'll email you. Roy Butler holds a special place in my heart. His Lambeau Leap was the first game my parents went to together. My dad still complains about how cold it was. I was in the stock room at American Eagle at the Fox River Mall when that game was going on, listening to it on the radio as I stocked shirts and jeans. And I remember walking into work that day, freezing my ass off, thinking, I can't imagine playing football in this weather. So your dad, spot on. It was fucking cold that day. What else we got here? Howdy, Nags. What's up, old-timer Dave? How you doing? Oh, what is this? Is this Rodgers' last year in Green Bay due to COVID trashing the cap? I think it is. No. If it's his last year in Green Bay, because it's a possibility, it won't be because of the salary cap issues. It'll be because they think Jordan Love is ready. They will not be moving him because of bookkeeping. I promise you that. Any undrafted free agents you see making the roster? Man, can I punt on this question until I'm in Green Bay watching practice? My standard answer this offseason has been who was that? What's his name? I got to look it up. I always forget his name, and I refuse to do it this time because I know I always say there's this one pass rusher that they got who I really like his tape, but I can never remember his name, and I am not going to do him dirty this time. Hold on, guys. Give me 2 seconds because I'm going to look this up. Undrafted. Where is he? Oh, I suppose I could do by position. This is some quality content here, guys. This is what you come here for. You're just gonna have to wait a second. All right, just wait a second. And I don't even know how to pronounce his name. That's the problem. Tippa. Galali, but I know it's not. That's not how you pronounce it. But Tippa out of Utah State. This kid, he's a little smaller, but God damn, his tape is exciting. He can get around the edge. He's got a killer, killer spin move. Real sideline to sideline guy, real ball hawk, disruptor. Really like his fluidity. I'm telling you, that's the one guy that I'm really excited to watch. So we'll see. You think we'll see Savage line up in the slot a little bit this season? Have Amos play deep and throw Raven Green in the box? I love that idea. I do. I think they'll mix it up. I think what they like about both of those guys is their ability to be interchangeable. I would probably prefer Savage being the one deep. I think he's got better range. Ideally, you know, physically, I think he's just a better specimen as far as being able to play center field and get from sideline to sideline, closing down those runs. But, you know, he's got to take better angles. He took some really poor angles last year and had some really bad missed tackles, way too many of them. But if he can shore that up, and that's, you know, that's just practice. That's repetition. I would probably prefer that. But I do love the idea of Raven as your kind of rover in the box kind of guy addition if you're doing that three safety look that Petten likes. Folks, remember the name that I just completely forgot? Yeah, well, I remembered it. I got there eventually. Is that a Frankie Goes to Hollywood shirt? No, although I love that song. This is another old school pro merch song shirt. Do you see Billy Turner losing his spot to any of the rookies? Well, we got to see the rookies on the field first. It's a possibility, albeit a very distant possibility. I think a higher probability is his losing his job to Lane Taylor. I think that has a much more distinct possibility of happening. Tippy yelled at you on Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Kirksey and Raven Green are going to dominate the middle of the field. They're just got to stay healthy. Norman, I very much agree with that sentiment. Do you think that in 3 years, if it is still clear that Rodgers is a better player, the Packers would still test the waters with Love? Yes. No. Guys. Undoubtedly, he's going to still be a better player than Jordan Love 2 or 3 years from now. Maybe not. Maybe Jordan overtakes him. I think that's a big jump, but that's a possibility. But he will undoubtedly, most likely, be a better player in the moment. But it's about projection. It's about moving forward. When the Packers committed to Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre was still fucking ages better than Aaron Rodgers was. But they knew it was time. He needed to play. And at some point, and it's going to be sooner rather than later, it's going to be time for Jordan Love to play. And you guys, I keep getting these questions. It's not to pick on you, because I know this is a very common question. But everyone keeps saying, well, what if regarding Rodgers? The what ifs were all the last 3 years. Those were the what ifs. Those ifs have been answered. Love is the guy. Rodgers can do everything he can that's in his power to ball out and make the decision difficult as for the timing of it. But the decision has been made. Love is the guy. Get on board. It's a question of when, not if. That's it. Who's this year's surprise veteran cut? If I knew, wouldn't be a surprise. No, I mean, I think, you know, anybody I would list, you wouldn't be surprised by. You know, maybe Lane Taylor, but that's not a surprise, right? You know, even after he's taken a pay cut, there's a possibility. Maybe Billy Turner, but I don't think that's a surprise. You know, maybe Dean Lowry. That would be kind of a shock, but I mean, you know, who knows? Who is our hope to stop the run? Mike Petten. I think he's really got to change his approach on early downs more than anything. I think Trayvon Hester helps somewhat. And I do think getting a little bit more beef on early downs, calling a few more run blitzes will help. But overall, I think they have the personnel on hand that they need. And I don't think it's the responsibility of any one guy. But I do think Petten has to get a little bit more aggressive and kind of press the issue if he's going to play with the personnel groupings that he has traditionally liked in Green Bay, which is tons of DBs, specifically three safeties, lots of dime. Okay, great. But then you've got to call a few more pressures, a few more run blitzes to try and dictate things. And don't be so damn static and obvious so that the better quarterbacks in the league look at your set and go, oh, okay, slide this guy over here, and I got an easy slant. Or I see a two deep safety look. I know I got guys off ball. Okay, I just, you know, audible to a draw or a quick hitter. And I've got four or five easy yards. We saw that way too often last year. I think Mike Pettine is the one they need to help stop the run this year. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I think one positive to COVID will be a start of camp health through the extra rest rather than the mini camps. I think there's something to that. We've seen a few guys go down this offseason as far as, you know, having personal workouts. They blew an Achilles and an ACL, whatever. But for the most part, especially in Green Bay, yeah, guys have been healthy and are healthy. Now, that's that we know of. There's always a chance guys report for testing on Tuesday, I believe it is, and we hear about maybe somebody having had some kind of injury over the offseason that we didn't know about. That's always a possibility. Or when they start taking their physicals, etc. But for the most part, yeah, knock on wood, they should be pretty damn healthy. Joseph, name your dog Tippo. Won't forget the guy's name for 4 months straight. There. Then we can move on to the name that someone hyped up in an early draft profile. I like it. I like it a lot. Anthony Little, hello. Thanks for joining me just as I'm about to log off. Packers 9-7, Vikings 9-7, Lions 9-7, Bears 6-10. A patriotic Pats fan checks in here on the Packers chat. I would be lying if I said that that's not a possibility. I don't think that's how it plays out, but it 100% could happen. There's no doubt about it. I've said plenty of times throughout this offseason, I expect the Packers to have a better overall team with most likely a worse overall record. Now, do I think they dropped to 9-7? No, but it would not be completely out of the realm of possibility. No question about that. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Turned 33 yesterday and just want to say peace and love. Peace and love. I'm going to join you there, and I'm going to join you by jumping and get myself a whiskey, and kicking it, having a good time, saying, what's up, Sunday night? How you doing? In the meantime, I hope you guys hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. Please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon account, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Got a new Nagler's Never Right that'll be dropping overnight. You can only get that on Patreon. In the meantime, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.